Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. Joining me with an update on healthcare reform negotiations on Capitol Hill, Mary Agnes Carey and Eric Pianin, both of Kaiser Health News. Mary Agnes, what is the state of play on the Senate side where Max Baucus, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, two other Democrats and three Republicans were still huddling last night trying to come to some kind of an agreement on legislation?
Right. Well, of course, everyone involved stresses that it's not a deal until everything's agreed to. But here's some of the things that they were talking about. Last night, they talked a lot about financing options. They're looking at this tax on health insurance plans that are, some describe them as gold-plated. The area of a value of the plans could be around the vicinity of $25,000 or higher. That was discussed as a financing option. The finance group that's working together is also is coalescing around a couple of areas. One is called a free rider provision versus the employer mandate. And under this, if an employee were allowed to get a subsidy to go into the health insurance exchange or go into the Medicaid program, the employer would be required to contribute some, if not all, the cost of that amount. This is a provision they're looking at to try to discourage employers from dumping employees that might have health insurance in the private sector into the public sector. It's called a provision called crowd out. You don't want to create public policy that drops insurance coverage in the private sector in, you know, instead of putting them into the public sector. That's one thing. The finance group also seems to be coalescing around this idea of regional co-ops versus the broader public plan that's being discussed and is in the House Democratic proposal. And a regional co-op or a state co-op, however they would set it up, would be designed to work in that area versus the idea of one national public plan for health insurance. So those are all the areas where finance has been discussing and it's leaning towards at this time.
Going back to the free rider provision, if that same small business owner had an employee who did not qualify for any kind of public subsidy, would that owner then be responsible or have no responsibility in terms of providing health care?
I think that is going to come down to what is the threshold of small businesses that have to provide coverage. Do they, for example, in the final bill say companies with 50 or more employees are required to provide coverage? It depends on what that threshold is.
And the idea of the regional co-ops, certainly a different one than the public option, but would the criticism be the same, that these co-ops could create a situation where the insurance industry could argue that its finances would be in jeopardy because it would depress prices?
I think it all comes down to the way they design co-ops. I mean, what the big criticism against the co-ops is that it isn't one uniform national standard. Now, that it's for people that like the idea of a co-op, they say precisely, we don't have to have one size that fits all. A particular area can decide what's best for to cover the uninsured or to provide coverage, rather, in that particular area. So that's in the side of people that like the regional co-ops. If you don't like the regional co-op and you prefer a broader public insurance plan, you would make the argument that we need to have a uniform standard that is available to everyone, no matter where they live. So I think the insurance industry will be watching, of course, just like you say, with an eye on their profits, their bottom line, to see how this impacts them.
Eric, you took care of the House yesterday. There were two significant events there. The Energy and Commerce Committee Chair, Henry Waxman, met with Blue Dog Democrats. And then later in the day, there was what's being called a seminar for House Democratic members to walk them through the 1,000-page bill that's in play on the House side. What happened?
Well, I think that the Democratic leaders made it clear that they're very eager to get things moving. They're very eager for Energy and Commerce to complete its negotiations, but they're willing to show some patience and possibly wait until this fall to bring a bill to the floor rather than coming up with a measure that they really can't sell to the vast majority of the members of their caucus. I think that there was sort of things were going on dual tracks yesterday. The rank and file members of the Democratic caucus were being brought in and given, as you say, a seminar on what's in the emerging legislation. Staff members from three committees that have jurisdiction in this matter were in a big room, and members came in throughout the day to ask their questions and listen and learn. But the real action was going on elsewhere, with Henry Waxman meeting with a small handful of conservative blue dog Democrats trying to iron out differences that have held up this legislation. And I think they're making some progress, but it's probably not moving along quickly enough so that if they could wrap things up, have a bill ready to be sent to the floor by late this week or early next week for them to vote on. And so Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and other members of the leadership are signaling that it's quite possible that at most we'll get some action out of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and then people will go home for the summer, think it over, and then come back in the fall and vote.
There was an Associated Press report that said Waxman actually had made some type of offer to the Blue Dogs. Any idea what that offer was?
Well, there are several issues that are near and dear to the hearts of the Blue Dogs. One of them has to do with the rates that doctors and hospitals are reimbursed by. And there's a big concern in rural areas that the rate system works against...
In Medicare, you're talking about.
Yeah, in Medicare. It works against rural hospitals and doctors. And they've been pushing to change the rate structure so that any hospital or doctor providing services to patients who take part in the new public option would be reimbursed at a higher rate than Medicare. And this is to address what they see as longstanding regional disparities in the reimbursement system. So that's one thing that they're working on. There's also a big concern among the Blue Dogs that small businesses in their region would be hurt by an employer mandate. They want to make sure that there's some exemptions for the smallest of businesses so that they're not basically driven out of work or forced to get rid of employees or refuse to hire employees who likely would require health care coverage under their by that business. So I think they're looking at those two areas. I think also the Blue Dogs have been pushing to keep the public option or the public insurance plan in reserve as sort of something that could be triggered and put in place if the overall health insurance scheme doesn't work down the road. Democratic leaders in the House are very adamant that the public option should be put in place immediately. And so I think there's a lot of pushback from the leadership on that issue.
A quick final question to each of you, starting with you, Eric. What's expected today? More negotiations?
More negotiations by Waxman and the Blue Dogs. They have their fingers crossed that they could bring a bill to markup in Energy and Commerce by Wednesday. That may be wishful thinking. The hope is that they can somehow get committee action before Congress recesses for the summer.
Okay. And Mary Agnes, on the Senate side?
Negotiations will continue. Max Baucus is scheduled to meet with finance Democrats this morning. He'll resume his negotiations with the Democrats and the Republicans on the panel that are part of the Gang of Six. They'll talk later today. Last night when Senator Baucus was asked, will you be able to mark up your bill in committee by the time the Senate is scheduled to leave, which is August the 7th, he said, we don't know. We'll be ready when we're ready.
Okay. Mary Agnes Carey and Eric Pianin, thank you both. I'm Jackie Judd.